May 30, 1928, the creation, divine army. The fiat, celestial flag. Example of the child and of the rich father. How Jesus wants entire peoples to pray. Who these peoples are. I was doing my round in the divine fiat, gathering the whole creation together, to bring it before the Supreme Majesty as the most beautiful homage, the most profound adoration, and the most intense and extensive love for the one who had created it. It seemed to me that there was nothing more beautiful I could bring to my Creator than the magnificence and the continuous prodigy of His own works. Then, while I was doing this, my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, no homage is more beautiful and worthy of our adorable majesty than offering to us our own works. As you go around in the creation, you gather our divine army to send it to us as our glory and as the fierce army which asks with insistence and violence for the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore, as you go around, you place the divine fiat in front of each created thing, as a noble and divine flag, and with their tacit speech they ask with divine strength for the kingdom of my will upon earth. Oh, how beautiful it is to see the whole creation bannered all over with the divine fiat. From the smallest to the greatest thing, they all possess the flag of the fiat placed by my little daughter. They really look like a formidable army. And waving their noble flag with authority, they ask with repeated petitions for what they possess, the kingdom of my will upon earth. Then, I continued my round, and not only in all of creation, but also in all of the acts done by Adam in his state of innocence, in those done by the Queen Virgin, as well as in those done by our Lord. I placed my divine fiat in them, sending as though an ordered army around the divinity, which would ask for its kingdom. And Jesus added, "My daughter, heaven and earth are praying. All of my acts, those of the sovereign queen as well as those of innocent Adam, which were all invested by my divine fiat, they all have a voice which, resounding among them as a most sweet and strong echo, asks, 'Your kingdom come.' My daughter, in creating man, I acted like a most rich father who, after his child is delivered to the light, would want to amuse himself with his little one by giving him all of his riches. And he says to him, continuously, 'Son, take whatever you want and as much as you want.' The little one fills his pockets and his little hands, but so much that, unable to contain them, he drops them to the ground. And the father, inciting him, says, 'Is this all you have taken? Come, take some more, take everything.' The child sees himself hampered. Bravely he returns to take, but his capacity can take nothing else, and the father smiles and amuses himself with his little one. So I did with man, I gave him all of my riches as gift, and he, like a little child, was incapable of taking them all. And amusing him, I would say to him, 'Take, take, my son. Take much, take everything if you can. The more you take, the more I will enjoy and make feast. Am I not doing this with you, to the point of wanting to give you the kingdom of my divine will? This is why I make you go around in the whole creation, in the works of my redemption, nor do I deprive you of the dominions of the sovereign queen of heaven. And while you go around through our works and dominions, I keep whispering to your ear, take whatever you want, my little daughter. And to give you the right to it, I have you mark all of our works and our dominions with your I love you. In this I love you of yours which repeats its refrain, give me your divine fiat." It seems that fiat and I love you are braided together, and I know that what you want and ask for is the greatest thing, a divine kingdom in which, not only you, but all those who will be in this kingdom, may all be kings and queens. If you knew what you are asking me for. Heaven and earth are astonished, and all are watching the braveness of your request and my goodness, all paternal, which longs for you and smiles at you with excessive love, to give you more confidence in asking for it with more braveness. In fact, my daughter, since the kingdom I must give is so great, I want an entire people to ask me for it, and the first people is the whole creation. And by going around in the midst of it, you move everyone to ask for the coming of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. The second people are all of my works and those of my celestial mama, which were done on earth. These peoples are divine and interminable peoples. Then there is the people of the low earth, which is formed of those who recite the Our Father, and of the few who somehow know my divine will and ask that it come to reign upon earth. When entire peoples pray me, having at the head of them the one to whom a mission so great has been entrusted, that which we want to give and which we are asked for with insistence is conceded more easily. Does this not happen in the low world? If a king or a leader of a country must be elected, there are those who incite the people to cry out, "We want such and such as king, or such as such the leader of our country." If some want a war, they make the people cry out, "We want the war." There is not one important thing that is done in a kingdom, for which some do not resort to the people, to make it cry out and even raise a tumult, so as to give themselves a reason and say, "It is the people that wants it." And many times, while the people says it wants something, it does not know what it wants, nor the good or sad consequences that will come. If they do this in the low world, much more can I do it. When I must give important things, universal goods, I want entire peoples to ask me for them. And you must form these peoples, first, by making all the knowledges about my divine fiat known. Second, by going around everywhere, moving heaven and earth to ask for the kingdom of my divine will.